This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce that challenged regulations on concentrated animal feeding operations was dismissed by a Polk County judge on Thursday. Under the regulations, the factory farms are required to develop plans for responsible management of manure disposal, air pollution, and other environmental concerns before opening or expanding. WMC has filed a number of lawsuits across the state targeting similar regulations, including one challenging a law requiring polluters to clean up PFAS contamination. The school district of Ashland is planning to re-propose a school referendum on the April ballot after narrowly falling short in the general election. The district is seeking a $2 million five-year referendum as it faces an over $1.5 million budget deficit. The new proposal would slightly reduce the tax bump for residents, and if approved, a $200,000 home would see about $120 extra in property taxes. If the referendum fails a second time in April, the district is considering cutting over a dozen positions. Wisconsin residents who want to try their hand at a classic winter activity will be able to do so for free this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be hosting their free fishing weekend across the state on Saturday and Sunday, giving residents of all ages the chance to fish state waters without a license or fish stamps. Other fishing restrictions like bag and size limits or species restrictions will remain in effect. Residents should check with local organizations for good fishing locations and ice safety updates. The Barron County Executive Committee has expressed unanimous support for a project to bring broadband to underserved communities. Officials with Brightspeed presented their proposal to the committee at their meeting last week and seek to fund the project through the State Public Service Commission's Broadband Equity Access and Development Program. Officials say receiving the letter of endorsement from the committee increases the likelihood of receiving grant funding for the projects to expand the essential connectivity services. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding residents to exercise caution when walking on frozen bodies of water with snow on the ground across the state. According to a press release, the winter weather may give residents the impression that local lakes or ponds are frozen enough to walk on, but that snow could cause them to miss potential hazards. Ice thickness varies greatly in different bodies of water, and residents should check with local organizations like fishing clubs for the latest information on ice safety. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the approval of funding for University of Wisconsin system projects through the State Building Commission. According to a press release, the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for the projects that had previously been delayed by state Republicans. The approval will reallocate over $70 million for UW building projects that had already been approved by the commission, including a nearly $30 million expansion to the UW-Madison Engineering Building. A lawsuit over a conditional use permit for a campground in Spooner has been settled. According to court documents, the Spooner Lake Rehabilitation and Protection District had filed the lawsuit against North Camp Properties over environmental concerns. The organization had received a conditional use permit from Washburn County to build a 200-site RV park near Evergreen Lakes. Under the settlement, both parties agreed to dismiss all claims, and the Spooner Lake District agreed to pay over $11,000 in attorney fees. A Duluth man has been taken into custody following a stabbing incident on Thursday afternoon. According to the Duluth Police Department, the stabbing occurred around noon on East 3rd Street near Central High School. The victim was taken to the hospital with one stab wound, and authorities have not released an update on their condition. A 24-year-old suspect was arrested shortly after the stabbing. Authorities are still investigating the incident to determine if anyone else was involved, but say there is no further threat to the public. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. A recent study by the American Journal of Medicine found that alcohol-related deaths more than tripled in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2020. According to the report, there were 356 alcohol-related deaths in the state in 1999, but nearly 1,100 in 2020. Those numbers include both short-term causes like alcohol poisoning and long-term conditions like liver disease. Alcohol-related deaths across the entire country only doubled over that same span, showing the Midwest and Wisconsin specifically outpacing the rest of the country. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. The Bucks host the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many tragic stories about celebrities losing their homes in the Los Angeles wildfires. One celebrity, Sharon Stone, is going above and beyond to help those who have nothing as a result of the catastrophe. The Oscar-winning actress set up a co-op in her home where people can drop off clothes and food and has multiple friends and family who are homeless staying with her. Stone is also setting up a shelter for evacuees. Nice story. The film Better Man follows the life and adventures of a cocaine-snorting and sex-addicted monkey. The character is narrated by British pop sensation Robbie Williams because it's Williams who is being portrayed by the monkey. Williams told the Associated Press that the CGI monkey was cast perfectly because the film is full of his struggles with fame, addiction, and depression. And Williams says his character is more sympathetic that way as audiences care more for animals than humans. That is brilliant, makes total sense, and is sad all at the same time. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over two decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, aka Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and/or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's cold out there this morning. The wind chill close to 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill factor below zero all day here today. Partly cloudy, 4 above our high this afternoon. Tonight, another wind chill night with an actual low of 5 below. Tomorrow, sunshine 9 above. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.